Oh, hi there. I'm sorry to bother you in the middle of the night, but I think I'm lost. Can I come in? Oh, good. Thanks for opening your window and letting me in. I thought I'd be tapping on the glass all night. It's raining out there, you know. If I didn't have these huge feathered wings to shelter under, I'd be so wet. What? What am I? Oh, I'm an angel, of course. Silly mortal. I'm an angel. What else would I be? Here in your bedroom with these vast wings that I'm keeping close around my body so that they don't knock over your bookshelves or send the photos on your wall crashing to the floor? Oh, maybe you think I'm a demon. They visit mortals more often than we do. Here, at least. Let me open my wings just a little. Let you see my body underneath. See? I don't have any scales or volcano red skin or extra arms or tentacles. See? I look just like you. Well, not just like you. I have these two high, full breasts and this warm little pussy tucked between my soft thighs. And I don't think you have those. You probably don't. But anyway, I'm not a demon. You don't have to be afraid of me. Who would be afraid of a naked girl in his bedroom with soft feathered wings? Here, I'll turn so you can see me from behind. See? I have a smooth rear with no evidence of a tail anywhere. Yes, I can definitely confirm I don't have a tail. I don't have a pitchfork either. I mean, it might be kind of exciting to have a pitchfork. I wouldn't stick it in people, though. Well, maybe my boss. Oh, I didn't say that. I did not say that. Okay, moving on. The point is, I need your help. I'm lost, and I'm trying so hard to get home. I have to get back to heaven. No, I didn't fall from heaven. Not like Lucifer. I only sort of tripped, really a little thing. I mouthed off to the wrong archangel. Just between you and me, Michael has no sense of humor. Anyway, I want to get home. Can you help me? There are two ways I can get back to heaven. I can climb to the top of Mount Everest, spread my wings, and leap. Or I can have an orgasm. I've never had one, but I hear they're wonderful. And you can help. You can help with that, can't you? You do know how to give an orgasm. Because I haven't a clue. And the tabby cat I talked with in the alley outside just said I needed to find a human with either a soft, warm mouth or a cock. And I think you might have both. Honestly, it's hard to tell on account of all the clothes you're wearing. I never understood why humans bother with those. Adam and Eve didn't need them. Why do you? I mean, just look at me. I don't mind being naked. It feels kind of nice, actually. The earth's cool night air on my thighs and breasts. But anyway, even though I can't see you with most of those clothes in the way, there is that impressively huge bulge in your pants, and that has got to be a cock. At least I'm fairly sure it's a cock. It might be an elbow. I sort of doze through most of Human Anatomy 101. Oh, good, it's not an elbow. Well then, help me out, mortal man. Give me an orgasm. I'm waiting. Anytime. Bestow upon me an orgasm. One orgasm. Preferably a big one. Heaven's a long way up. Right now, if you please. You're just sitting there with your mouth open. You're not a very helpful human, are you? No wonder the top brass is always frustrated with you people. Oh, good. Oh, good. You will help. You had me worried. Okay. What do we need to do to get me an orgasm in a hurry? You need me to sit down? Okay, on your bed? Your bed is soft. Not as soft as my wings, but actually not bad. That's too bad. So, what next? Kiss you? You mean with my mouth? Wow, okay. I've never done that. I think I understand the science of it. Do I open my lips or keep them closed or Oh, that felt amazing. Do it again, mortal. I've wrapped my wings around you. I didn't realize. Oh, with my soft, soft feathers stroking your cheek. You don't mind, do you? That kiss made me breathless. Is that part of the orgasm? I need to lean back. Okay, yes. I'm spreading my legs. Wider? All right. Here, my legs are spread so wide. That's really as wide as I can go. I'm an angelic being, not a contortionist. I hope this is wide enough for you to do whatever it is you need to do. I really, really need that orgasm. Oh, how you're looking at me. Just staring at my soft pink pussy. Your eyes are burning. I must look really good to you. I hadn't thought about that. Maybe I'm mesmerizing to mortals. We appear to them so rarely, I wouldn't know. You aren't mesmerized, are you? You're not going to pass out and have visions now. Because I really, really need you to be present and focused on giving me that orgasm. Well, you are focused. You're bringing your head between my thighs. Wait a minute. Are you going to kiss me there? You know those lips can't kiss you back, right? Made me blaspheme. Your mouth. Oh, your mouth on me. Oh my. Oh, just wow. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't pull your mouth away. Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me. May I grab your hair? I need something to hold on to. I think I'm gonna fall off the bed. Holy, oh, wow. Wow. The archangel never told me I had a forest fire tucked between my thighs. Oh, I really think they should have told me about that. Wow. Mortal. Oh, my heavens. Lick me. Yes, lick me. Oh, my, your mouth. Oh, on my clit. Mortal. Mortal. I had no idea. Keep doing that. Wow. You're nudging my soft folds with your fingers. What are you? Wait. Oh, you've put them inside me. Oh, that feels so good. So good. Oh, keep moving your fingers inside me. Oh, wow. Oh, you amazing, wonderful human. But your fingers are in me. They might get blessed. Oh, I don't care. I don't care. This feels so good. I would bless your whole body. Just, oh, more, more, please, more. Oh, yes, suck my clit. Oh, I'm so wet down there. Oh, I'm so wet. Lick me, lick me, lick me. Oh, oh, my thighs are shaking. Oh, is this pleasure building in me? Am I, oh, am I, is this... See it, but I can. Oh, human, you gave me heaven. I am so, so thankful. And you're amazing. Oh, you are seriously the best human ever. Oh, you're pulling your fingers out of me and they feel so good. I don't want them gone. I feel so empty now. But it's probably for the best. Your fingers were only in me for a moment, but they're probably blessed. You should try playing a harp or a piano in the morning. You'll make heavenly music with those fingers. Did you hear my cries when you gave that orgasm to me? Oh my, your fingers made heavenly music with me. I'm glad I got to be your musical instrument tonight, mortal. I'd better get home. I have to apologize to the Archangel Michael and catch up on all my duties. Wow, I feel so good. Thank you, mortal. What's that? It's customary among mortals to reciprocate in order to say thank you properly. Well, of course I want to thank you properly. That was amazing. You have no idea how amazing your mouth feels on my soaked, angelic pussy. So, how do I show my gratitude? How do mortals reciprocate? What do I need to do? On my knees? Mortal, I am not going to worship you as a god. That will get me fallen for sure. That you would even suggest such a thing. Your mouth and fingers might have taken me to heaven, but you're going to get me in so much trouble, human. I don't have to pray to you? That isn't what you meant? No prayers will come out of my mouth. Instead, you're going to put something in my mouth? I don't understand, but I guess I can kneel. As long as I don't have to pray to you. How's this? Look up at you? Yes, I can do that. You have gorgeous eyes for a human. I like looking at them. I like how your eyes looked when you made me come. Like I was such a treasure you found, and like everything about me delighted you. A girl could get lost in that look in your eyes. Even an angelic girl. Okay, I'm on my knees, naked, looking up at you, with my pleasure dripping down my thighs, and my pussy still swollen from your touch, and my breast heaving softly, and, oh, you're cupping them in your hands. That feels really good, mortal. Yeah, squeeze them just like that. Wow, yes. Fondle my breast. Humans use these to make milk, don't they? Oh, how you're squeezing them. Is that how you get the milk out? I don't think I have any, but that's okay. You can keep squeezing them. I really like it. Your hands are so warm and good and... You want me to open my mouth? Okay, like this? Oh, your cock, it's so hard. Kiss it? Oh, okay, I guess I can do that. Oh, you twitched against my lips. Does it feel good, me kissing your cock? Here, let me lift my wings just a little and caress the shaft of your cock with my feathers. There, like the softest, softest fingers, just rubbing your cock. I want you to feel good. You made me feel so good. Does this feel good? Lick your cock? Like you licked me, you mean? Does that give you an orgasm? It might? How's that? Am I doing it right? I don't know very much about human cocks. Are they all this big? You want it in my mouth? All of it? I'm an angel, not a frog demon or a hell swallower. I'm just a naked angel. My mouth is really small. It couldn't possibly fit. But I'll try for you. You wonderful human who got me home. Here. Put your cock in my mouth. In my soft, small, wet mouth. Oh, I forgot. Human, we shouldn't. We shouldn't. Your cock might get blessed. Oh, your cock does taste really good, though. I guess it wouldn't be too awful if your cock got blessed. You'd have to be careful with that cock in the future, though. I don't know what a blessing would do to it. It might get thicker. Or it might give every woman it touches dozens of multiple orgasms. You need to be careful. No mortal should be blessed with a power like that. It's dangerous. I felt just one orgasm, and it was powerful. If you gave a woman 30 or 50 or 100 over a couple of hours, I don't know what it would do to her. It might just melt her into a shaking, sweaty little female animal. Just quivering and whimpering with pleasure on your bed. So, I will bless your cock. I want to thank you. I do. But you need to promise me you'll be careful with this thick, powerful cock and only use its blessing for good. Promise? Okay, good. Put it back in my mouth. Oh, your cock feels so good in my mouth, so big, but so good. It's warm, and its gentle pressure on my tongue is overwhelming. Here on my knees with your cock in my mouth. I have to be so careful that I don't end up worshiping you and damning myself. It would almost be worth it to have you be my God. Keep thrusting that thick cock in my mouth. I want your cock in my mouth. Oh, yeah, I guess I am touching myself. two of my fingers inside my soft little pussy. I didn't even realize I was doing that until you asked me. I guess I want another orgasm. Another big screaming, break open a door to heaven orgasm. Is it okay? Is it okay if I moan around your cock? Is it okay if I come while I bless your cock? Oh, thank you. You're such a wonderful human. I'll just caress your balls so softly with my feathers while I please your cock with my soft little mouth. Oh, thrust that cock back in my mouth. Oh, you're throbbing in my mouth. What does that mean? I don't care. Just enjoy my mouth. My soft little mouth. Oh, you're gonna come in my mouth? What does that mean? I'll find out. Okay. Yes, I want you to feel so amazing. I'm gonna orgasm too. Do it. Come in my mouth. Come in my mouth. Oh, come in my mouth. Oh, please come in my mouth. Reciprocate. Now I better get home. Oh, you've taken me in your arms. Me with my soft feathered wings and my naked body and my juices dripping down my thighs and your eyes gazing at me so hot. Are you going to kiss me, human? Ah, this is wonderful, immortal. I never knew how amazing a couple of orgasms could feel. Thank you for showing me. Yes, I'm blushing. Do you know, I might trip sometimes, you know, just to piss off the archangel Michael a little. Just accidentally, not on purpose. Just trip and stumble into your bedroom, into your arms. If I trip, will you catch me and show me the way back to heaven? Again and again, all night, if needed, until I'm home. You're such a lovely mortal. Thank you for making me come. Thank you so much. And remember to take care of that blessed cock for me. You made a promise. Never hurt a girl with it. Just give her orgasms. So many orgasms.